Participants today, Jonathan Babineau slid over to limited participation along with Harry Douglas and Asante Samuels. And then we moved a couple guys to full participation. That was two offensive linemen, Sam Baker and Justin Blaylock, who were limited yesterday. So with that, I'll open up for questions.
Before we get started on this, can we turn you, because you're going to look like a shadow with us over
that's
here.
Right. That's probably my better side, isn't it?
There you go.
Thanks, right. Coach.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
You're welcome.
Okay. Yeah, Coach, could you talk about getting Asante back and what he's done to help out the young guys in the secondary for you?
Well, Asante's got a lot of experience, and he's been a big plus for our football team, not just the secondary, but Asante studies the game extremely hard and has great insight for our younger players. And we've kind of missed him the last few weeks. He played three snaps in the previous game and none this past week. So it'll be good to have him back out there.
As far as late season matchups go, this was pretty big. I know y'all do the 1 week at a time, but. Just kind of what you all are in it for, to be in these big games late in the season against conference opponents?
Yes. Our goal is always to be a relevant team in December. And to be a relevant team, you've got to win football games. And we've been able to accomplish that. And we're playing against a team that has a lot on the line just like we do. Mm-hmm. It ought to be fun. And it'll be, I think it'll be two really good football teams going out and competing against each other.
How has Boone adapted to his role as, the signal caller and kind of the focal point of the whole unit over there?
Well, it's something that you earn, and Sean's definitely earned it. He has definitely become the leader of our defense. By far, has the most responsibility because he's got to get the signals in and he's got to get people lined up, and I think he's adjusted to it well. We missed him early in the season, and I think he's really starting to get back into stride.
Of course, you see an improvement in Roddy. I mean, I don't know what he's talked to you about. I saw you out there talking to him again in practice.
Oh, Roddy, yeah. Roddy felt much better today than he did yesterday, and we're going to be very cautious with Roddy in terms of getting him ready for the ball game. He will not probably do a whole lot tomorrow. Or Saturday, and then we'll get him out there on Sunday and see where he's at. But it's hard to keep Roddy White out of a football game.
Kind of, you expecting kind of a playoff atmosphere with the excitement at the Dome this weekend?
I think it's going to be very similar to the games that we've had here earlier in the season, and I think they were very electric. I don't know if you want to say it's a playoff. It's a game that definitely has playoff. Consequences for both football teams, and it should be loud, should be electric, and I know we're looking forward to getting back out on the field. Anytime you don't get the result you want the previous week, the next week can't get here quick enough.